Our first reading today is from Numbers chapter 15, verses 22 through 31. And if you have committed something in ignorance and not done all these commandments which Yahuwah has spoken to Moses, even all that Yahuwah has commanded you by the hand of Moses, from the day that Yahuwah commanded it, and henceforth among your generations, then it shall be, if anything be done by ignorance away from the eyes of the congregation, that all the congregation shall make one bullock, a son of the herd, for a burnt offering, for a restful smell to Yahuwah, with its gift offering and its poured offering, according to the judgment, and one goat of the she-goats for a sin offering. And the priest shall make atonement for all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and it shall be pardoned them, for it is ignorance. And they shall bring their offering, a fire offering to Yahuwah, and their sin offering before Yahuwah for their ignorance. And it shall be pardoned all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and the sojourner that sojourns among them, seeing all the people were in ignorance. And if a certain soul sin by ignorance, he shall offer of a she-goat, a daughter of the son of a year, for a sin offering. And the priest shall make atonement for the soul that sins ignorantly, when he sins by ignorance before Yahuwah, to make atonement for him, and it shall be pardoned him. And you shall have one law for him who does something by ignorance, both for the native among the sons of Israel and for the sojourner that sojourns in their midst. But if the soul that does anything with a high hand from the native and from the sojourner, he blasphemes Yahuwah, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he despised the word of Yahuwah and has made his commandments of none effect, that soul cutting off shall be cut off. Its iniquity shall be upon it. We read further from the book of Kings, the second book of Kings, chapter 4. And Elisha returned to Gilgal, and the famine was in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said to his boy, "Set on the great pot, and cook stew for the sons of the prophets." And one went out to the field to collect herbs, and found a vine of the field, and collected from it gourds of the field, his garment full, and came and shredded them into the pot of stew, for they knew them not. And they poured for the men to eat. And it was as they were eating of the stew that they cried out and said, "There is death in the pot, O man of God." And they could not eat. And he said, "Take meal." And he cast it into the pot. And he said, "Pour for the people that they may eat." And there was no evil thing in the pot. We read further from the Arcana Celestial, number 1667. "But here the good of infancy, which altogether appears good, are not good so long as hereditary evil contaminates them. That which is inherent and which adheres is from the love of self and love of the world. Whatever is of the love of self and love of the world then appears as good, but it is not good. But still it is to be called good so long as it is in the infant or child who does not yet know what is truly good. For the ignorance excuses, and the innocence makes it appear as good. But the case is different when the man has been instructed and knows what good and evil are. Such good and truth are here in the child before he has been instructed." And finally, we read from the Divine Love and Wisdom, number 350. "There are some who are excusable for ascribing certain visible things to nature, for two reasons. First, because they have no knowledge of the Son of Heaven, where the Lord is, or the influx from it, or of the spiritual world and its state, or even of its presence with man, and therefore had no other idea than that the spiritual is a pure natural. Consequently, that the angels are in the ether or in the stars, and that the devil is either man's evil or, if actual existence, that he is in the air or the abyss. Also, that the souls of men after death are either in the interiors of the earth or in an undetermined somewhere until the day of judgment. And other like things deduced by fantasy or fancy out of ignorance of the spiritual world and its sun. Secondly, they are excusable because they are unable to see how the divine could produce everything that appears on the earth when there are not only good things but also evil things. And they are afraid to confirm themselves in such an idea, lest they ascribe evil things to God and form a material conception of God and make God and nature one and thus confound the two. For these two reasons, those are excusable who have believed that nature produces the visible things of the world by a power implanted in her by creation. But those who have made themselves atheists by confirmations in favor of nature are not excusable, because they might have confirmed themselves in favor of the divine. Ignorance indeed excuses, but does not remove falsity which has been confirmed, for such falsity coheres with evil, and thus with hell.